It's now time for The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
G'day and welcome to The Journey. I'm Dodsy.
And I'm Dave. How good does it feel to be back, Grant? First show for 2014. I know I'm going to ask this, but you're ready for a big year, aren't you?
I'm my what, mate? I can't wait. I've had a great break and I'm primed to go for a jam-packed year of The Journey for 2014. And Dave, guess what? The Journey is expanding. It's going to go into some new regions in 2014.
It is very exciting indeed, Grant. A big hello to our new listeners in the Gippsland region and Albury-Wodonga, beautiful part of Australia. Great to have you on board in 2014 with lots of other radio stations showing interest in running The Journey as we head into the new year.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't they, Dave? Listen to this lineup. The Journey has, from week to week, inputs from lots of great presenters like Sister Hilda Scott, with her wisdom from the Abbey, and Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy, always giving us great tips for our daily walk with Jesus.
Add them to inputs from Trish McCarthy with her very popular Milk and Honey segment, with tips on living a healthy life, God's way, and formation for married couples each week, with the highly respected Dr. Byron and Francine Parola from Smart Loving, as well as our regular spots from Robert Falzon, founder of the Men Alive movement. Mm. And you've got a weekly show jam-packed with good stuff to help get you through the week.
Oh, stop it. We've got some new stuff this year too, Dave, and I just can't wait for all this stuff, including regular segments from Jonathan Doyle, who takes on some big issues facing young people in our world today, and Dr. Joanne Howe, who will be giving us some insights into life as a busy mum and will share her wisdom on how to share your faith, especially around some of the hot-button issues that face all us Christians today.
Hey, Grant, add to that our interviews with great people from right around Australia and around the world and some awesome Christian music. And guess what? You can't go wrong. You'd be mad not to listen into The Journey each week.
Yeah. Look, enough from us, Dave. Let's get into it. It's time to listen into this week's reflection on the Sunday Gospel with Father Ken Cafe, and that'll be followed by Need to Breathe with their song, The Outsiders.
Faith, hope, love, and life. You're tuned to The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Here's this week's reflection on the Gospel.
Today's Gospel is from Matthew chapter 5. You are the light of the world. Lighthouses, don't they look beautiful in the day? But they're not much use really in the day, are they? Lighthouses are only good when they get powered up at night. And wow, isn't it a consolation when you're sailing somewhere and you can see that lighthouse? You know that a safe haven is near. We are called to be lighthouses, disciples, shining with good works, the good quality of our lives, not pious observing external laws, not being self-righteous, not boasting and parading ourselves around for our power or our stature. No, God is praised because we live a life that reflects the wonder of God's love, being patient, tolerant, forgiving, joyful, non-violent, gentle, not condemning, no prejudice, no bigotry, but building up the whole people of God. Our call, our destiny as disciples, is not in Bible bashing or ramming religion down people's necks. We're called to build bridges, to heal relationships, to be attractive and to attract others to Christ, to live in charity, to care for all others, especially in a loving way. And that's not easy when such things are not valued by our cultures at times, which are often more interested in boasting and being self-centered. We are called to be a lighthouse when people's lives are dark, to bring to them the word and the power of Christ. Let us choose to act in a way that reflects what we all are by God's creation, images of God, images of the lighthouse of God.
Faith, hope, love, and life. This is The Journey.
Short falls and little sins. Close calls when no one wins. Stand tall but running thin. I'm wearing thin. Oh, why are we keeping score? 'Cause if you're not laughing, who is laughing now? I've been wondering if we start sinking, could we stand our ground? terms. We are the outsiders. I got my holster around my side. Just 'cause I'm wrong, it don't make you right. No, you ain't right. Oh, why are we keeping score?
The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
I don't know if this has happened up your way in recent times, but in Jamboree, we've had a plague of cicadas. I call them locusts, a hangover from when I was a child. So loud are these locusts, you could barely hear yourself think, let alone talk. A friend of mine was visiting, and he showed me something. He showed me that when there was a cicada that was there on the ground, it couldn't get up and fly. Now, my friend is very smart. He explained the scientific facts to me for why the cicada couldn't get off the ground and fly. It went in one ear and out the other. But what did stay with me was the practical experience that he gave me. He picked up the cicada and he said, "This is what you do." And he threw that cicada into the air. Oh, it was magic to watch that cicada take off. So I started doing it. Whenever I was walking around and I found a little locust on the ground, pick it up. And what caught my attention is the way in which that poor little cicada would croak and carry on obviously, because it was scared. It was frightened. It thought I was going to hurt it. I wonder how its little heart must have sung when it realised I wasn't about to hurt it at all. I was setting it free. How it sent a note of release inside my own heart every time I did just that. Threw a cicada into the air and let it go. You know, it made me think about the many times in which God does that to me, in which God does that to you. How many times has something new come your way, or something hard? There's a call to go somewhere that you perhaps don't want to go. And you and I have kicked and screamed and said, no, 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 no. And yet God has picked us up and thrown us into the air. And how you and I have taken off. It also made me think, then as I listened to those cicadas drowning out so much, that in fact, they were giving off a great song of praise and thanks to the God. God who is bigger and stronger and wise and affectionate and who loves us. That God who, for you and me, as well as for them, has picked us up and given us new life. Why not be a cicada this week? Why not let the sound of your gratitude and your praise drown out everything else that God's likely to hear this week?
Great to have Sister Hilda back sharing her wisdom from the Abbey again this year, Dodsy. How good is she, mate?
Well, you'd expect nothing less than the best from Sister Hilda, Dave. She's a woman of deep prayer. And you hear that in her voice, you know. She's walking daily with the shepherd, mate. So no wonder she has some great reflections for us. Now, Dave, I know you're a big cricket fan, mate. And to our listeners, our new listeners, sorry, you'll get used to him going on about cricket. Are you feeling okay now that the international season's over, mate?
No, I'm not feeling okay. And who's the other one on this show who goes on about cricket? Anyway, enough about that. It was unbelievable, Dodsy. If you told me that the English would come over here and lose 5-0 in the tests, once again, 5-0 in the tests, 4-1 in the one days and 3-0 in the 2020, I would have laughed at you. I'll probably laugh at you anyway, but that's another story. I'm not complaining. Now the Aussies are in for a real test over in South Africa.
Yeah, you bet. And that'll be a series to watch. Let's hope they can play over there like they did here in Oz all summer. Time for another song. Coming up, here's For Your Glory by Matt Maher. Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey with Dodsy and Dave.
I am for you.
it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Have you ever heard the expression, feel the fear and do it anyway? For me, this is a great motivator to experience and embrace opportunities for growth that I would otherwise have missed out on. My life has become an expression of freedom, abundance and life-giving growth as a result of responding to this expression. I, like most of us, have aspects of my life in which I feel trapped to some degree by my fears. Fears of what people might think. What if I can't handle it? What if I get hurt? What if I lose something or make a fool of myself? One such example was simply connecting with people. I also felt like I was missing out on something that I needed for my well-being. I spent some quiet time with Jesus, and during this time, he reminded me of the gifts I have to offer. I experienced his love and affirmation and was encouraged to share the gift of myself. In the following days, I felt the fear but kept taking small steps forward, and eventually I was able to make a connection and found that this group of people had more in common than we realised. Making the connection was very important. However, equally valuable was the liberation I experienced from that particular fear, as my focus became more on not what I could get, but what I could give. As Jesus reminds us, perfect love casts out fear. So go forward unafraid, even if it's baby steps towards the person you want to be.
Together on the journey, faith, hope and love for life in all its fullness.
So deep.
That was Slow by Audrey Assad. What a voice she has. Love her stuff.
Mm.
And before that, Trish McCarthy. She's getting quite a following, Dodsy Owl Trish.
Yeah, she sure is, mate.
Mate, she's being asked to speak at women's conferences all over the place. And why not? Great tips for living well. Thanks so much, Trish.
Yeah. Coming up now, we've got an interview with Naomi Abel. Now, Naomi's a Year 11 student who last year won an Australia-wide songwriting contest with the songs to focus on life issues. Now, she's a talented young woman and a song was chosen from amongst numerous songs, Dave.
Sounds great, Dodsy. I can't wait. Let's hear what she had to say to our producer, Jude Hennessy.
I'm joined in the studio by Naomi Abel, and Naomi is a student at St Joseph's College, Albion Park, and she recently won the Music for Life song contest that was run in Australia. Naomi, thanks for joining us on the journey.
Thanks, Jude. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the journey.
It's our pleasure. Now listen, Naomi, this song contest we'll get to in a minute, but before we do, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background and who you are?
Well, I'm 16 years old and your second youngest of five kids in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I've been writing music for as long as I can remember and playing music and performing.
That's cool. So you've been writing music for a long time?
Yeah.
And what do you play?
I play piano and I sing.
And the Music for Life songwriting contest, Naomi, what's that all about?
It's a music songwriting contest that gave songwriters that have a passion mm-hmm. about pro-life
yep.
the chance to use their talents to express their concern about the issue.
Oh, good on you, Naomi. And it is a significant issue in our society. I know it's one that's hotly debated. And I suppose my next question is, how does a 16-year-old girl become so passionate about this issue? And what was your song all about?
I guess I'm passionate about it because I think that not many people understand the whole context of it and all the issues that are around it.
Sure.
And I guess I'm concerned about all the little lives that don't get to reach their fullness.
And the song itself, Naomi, what was the core content of your song?
Well, my song is called A Million Faces.
Yeah.
And it's coming from a million faces that the world will never see, a million faces that will never open their eyes,
wow.
a million faces that will never get to live their life and the world will never see and the world forget about.
It's really, really powerful. When you went down there to Melbourne to receive the award, did you get the chance to play your song?
I did, actually, yeah.
And how was it received?
I feel like whenever I perform one of my songs, I try and put my whole heart and soul into it. So for me, I feel like I put my whole self into the song, but the audience felt that, so.
Wow, that's fantastic. And Naomi, if someone wanted to have a listen to your song, how can they do that?
Well, it hasn't gone into professional production yet. Anyone can go on YouTube and you type in Naomi Abel, so A-B-E-L, A Million Faces, and it should be the first link.
Well, I'd really encourage listeners to go and have a listen to the song. I've heard it live and it's just brilliant. This girl can sing and she can write a song, so I encourage you to do that. Now listen, Naomi, you're 16 years of age. You've already had this success in writing songs. Where to from here? Where do you see yourself in terms of your songwriting and what would you like to see happen in the next few years?
I'm going to try and keep writing songs that are really passionate to my heart and
yep.
Just see where that takes me.
Good on you. Well, listen, I really congratulate you and affirm you in what you've done there. It takes, first of all, a pretty bold person to write a song about an issue such as right to life and abortion, and to do it so passionately. And I understand your song is really moving. So I congratulate you on the success that you've had and really wish you every success into the future. Naomi, thanks for joining us on the journey.
Thanks, Jude.
Wow, what an impressive young lady, Dodsy. You know, it is one thing to take a stand for what you believe in, but to do it in such a creative way is very, very impressive.
Mate, absolutely. I've met Naomi and she's got a brilliant voice, and for her to turn her skills to writing songs that make people think about issues, such as right to life issues, that shows what a passionate, young, strong woman she is.
Yeah, for sure, Grant. I mean, standing up for this issue is not something that's easy to do.
No.
You certainly open yourself up to a lot of criticism,
yeah.
and that's what makes her witness as a young woman even more powerful.
Yep, couldn't have said it better myself, mate. Time for another song. And here's one from an Aussie girl working with the National Evangelisation Team over in Canada. Her name's Emma Fred, and she's a talented songwriter. This one's called Confirmed and Engraved.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're tuned to The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.